The previous 48 way, minimized Derech Eretz, was talking about the physical pleasure involved in the relationship of men and women. Today's way, number 18, minimize physical pleasure, must be talking about other physical pleasures. The primary one of these is the pleasure of food, but it applies to other physical pleasures like going to the beach, wearing nice clothes, having a fast car, exercise, and so much more. As everyone with even a little knowledge of Judaism knows, we aren't against physical pleasure. We say that God created us to have pleasure. The ultimate pleasure is pleasure in God, but physical pleasure is also valuable and serves as a taste of and a pathway to that ultimate pleasure. Although physical pleasure is good for us, the rabbis say to minimize physical pleasure. They mean you should use it where it's good for you, avoid misusing it, and appreciate its value through being disciplined in how you use it. Most of us have gone on diets on occasion, and many of us use health food. But few people could be on diets all their lives, and there are times, although I don't tell my wife that, when there is a positive reason to eat non-healthy food. What is the central principle that determines what you eat and whether you should be eating it? The key to proper use of physical pleasure is to ask yourself, why am I eating now? Is it because I'm hungry? Do I need the energy? Is it because I need to eat to be healthy, and I will get sick if I don't eat regularly? Or is it because I'm bored? Or because I love sweet things and this is sweet? Or because I'm feeling down and this will cheer me up? Or because it's time to eat, I'm used to eating at this time? At first, you don't have to make changes in what you eat. You just want to become aware of your motivations. After that, you can make decisions. Do I really need to eat at this time? Is that piece of cake really going to do something for me? By following through on your decisions, you make your use of the world much more disciplined. When you start to work on disciplining your eating habits, realize that it isn't going to be easy. Every physical pleasure can become a habit, and habits are hard to break. When you try to break one, your body will tell you that it can't stay alive or productive without that particular pleasure. But if you stand up to your body, it will eventually give up. The basic principle for this discipline is, if it isn't needed, don't do it. If it will have a positive result, do it. When you've had enough, stop. It isn't enough to eat just to be healthy, have energy, or feel good about the world. The rabbis say in Pirkei Avot, all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. They meant that all your actions, including eating and taking other physical pleasures, should be for a spiritual goal. Even when you're hungry and it's healthy for you to eat, don't eat just because it's healthy. Eat because you want to be healthy so you can accomplish something for God, to learn better, to do his mitzvahs better, help his people better. Physical pleasure is only one type of the pleasures that God created. There are five levels of pleasure in this world: physical pleasure, love, the pleasure of being good, the pleasure of being creative, and the pleasure of connecting with God. Physical pleasure is the lowest level, but is the foundation for all the other pleasures because it is the most easily available. It teaches us that God's world is good and that life is pleasure. It gives us spiritual energy that we can use to go after the higher pleasures. Therefore, even though you should have a spiritual purpose in mind when you're taking physical pleasure, don't forget that it is a mitzvah to appreciate the pleasure. That is why we say brocha before we eat something. We focus on the fact that God provided this world of pleasure for my own good. On a deeper level, there is a Kabbalistic meaning to food. The rabbis say that food is to the body as wisdom is to the soul. Halacha Jewish law is like bread because it provides the basic structure a person needs. The discussions of the Talmud are like meat because they give strength to the mind, like meat gives strength to the body. Kabbalah is like wine because it gives you an access to deeper understandings about existence, like wine gives you a deeper access to your feelings. Although physical pleasures are powerful and positive, the rabbis say to minimize them. Too much material pleasure can be an escape, a way to avoid the effort of going after the higher pleasures. But if you have the discipline to use only what you need, your physical pleasures become the stepping stone to your higher goals.